Stereo 101 with an all-night tribute tonight until 10 o'clock for the late, great John Winston Lennon, probably one of the two best songwriters of all time. And certainly his death has to be the most heinous crime in this decade. And, you know, it's much easier to accept people that have perhaps drugged or drank themselves to death or even been killed in a plane crash or an automobile accident than somebody who was murdered in such a miserable fashion as John Lennon was this past Monday night in New York City. Just blown away, five shots from a lunatic with a handgun. But we're pretty much sticking tonight to the songs that John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote and that John and Paul sang on, with very rare exceptions. We'll be featuring a lot of John Lennon material a little bit later on. And this is one of the exceptions. This was from January of 64, although it was released a couple of years earlier in Great Britain. This is by Tony Sheridan and the Beatles, very early era Beatles. This is called My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. About you, but I grew up with the Beatles. As a matter of fact, the first record I ever played on the radio was a Beatles record. It was Want to Hold Your Hand, and then I saw her standing there, and She Loves You, and Please Please Me, and I have taken this all very much to heart that John Lennon was so heinously murdered in New York City, and I love the Beatles. I think that John Lennon was a prophet, and you can't do that from March of 1964 after they'd gotten into their contract with Capitol Records. Can't Buy Me Love, also from March of 64. There's a place on the old Tolly record label, March of 64, out of print now. My Bonnie from Tony Sheridan and the Beatles with John playing and singing from January of 64, the old MGM record label. I saw her standing there, Capitol of January 64. I Want to Hold Your Hand, also Capitol Records, January of 64. I'll Get You in the End from Swan, September of 63, also out of print. And She Loves You, also from September of 63 on Swan Records, another one that is also out of print. Tonight, a John Lennon special, Sunday Night 60s, completely commercial-free, a free ride from now until 10 o'clock. We're not going to play Do You Want to Know a Secret, since this is strictly a John Lennon thing, and George Harrison sang lead on that one. And also the record Why on MGM from March 64 is out of print. I couldn't get a hold of that, but John did have something to do with that one. But the next one along is the tune called Cry for a Shadow, March 1964, also out of print on MGM on Stereo 101, Sunday Night 60s, a tribute to the greatest group of all time. Stereo 101 with a tribute to the late John Lennon, commercially uninterrupted, all night long. And that is PS I Love You on the Tolly record label from April of 64, another one that's out of print. Love Me Do, as well as Tolly record label, also from April of 64, also out of print. And one of the few instrumentals the Beatles ever did, a tune called Cry for a Shadow on MGM, March of 64. Another one of those ones you just can't get. As a matter of fact, Sleep Ditch, and that was on Swan, Take Out Some Insurance on Me on Atco, and Sweet Georgia Brown, also on Atco, are out of print, and we couldn't even get a hold of them. Those are the three next ones, but John was on those records. We just don't happen to have them. A memorial for John Lennon today drew 30,000 people in Liverpool, England, the birthplace of the Beatles, but the candlelit vigil was almost canceled when surging near-hysterical teens clambered atop a makeshift stage and brought the program to a halt. Police said that about 150 young people received first aid for shock and hysteria, most of them girls, far too young to really remember when John, Paul, George, and Ringo made the Merseyside sound world famous in the early 60s. One nurse who said she was on duty in 1964 during a Beatles appearance in Liverpool described it as, quote, just like the Beatle era, Beatlemania all over again, unquote, with the same old scenes of young girls collapsing with total hysteria. I was pretty near hysterical when I heard the news that John Lennon had been shot. Here's a tune called Ain't She Sweet from Atco, July of 64 on Sunday Night 60s on Stereo 101. That was John singing lead on Ain't She Sweet, the old song that they brought back. They did a lot of their great renditions of a lot of old songs, but most of those we won't be playing tonight unless John sang lead on them. We're sticking strictly to the John Lennon and Paul McCartney material that made them the greatest writers and probably the biggest superstars of all time. Definitely they sold more records than anybody else. This was a track from their first motion picture, A Hard Day's Night, Capitol, July 64 on 101.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. You know I feel alright. I should have known better with a girl like you. I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. Oh, if I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? If I fell in love with you,
Stereo 101, Sunday Night 60s. This is Chip Hobart with a tribute to John Lennon and I Love Her. Also from A Hard Day's Night, Capitol, July 64. I'm happy just to dance with you. Also from A Hard Day's Night, July 64 on Capitol. I'll Cry Instead, July 64. Also, and I Should Have Known Better, and A Hard Day's Night. All from A Hard Day's Night, as well as Can't Buy Me Love. And before that, of course, John singing Ain't She Sweet. 7:47, and I really would like to reminisce about the good old days of growing up with the Beatles, but there really isn't time because they have just so many records to play. And this one's from November of 1964 as we move into Beatles 65, and I Feel Fine. Everybody knows that's the Paul McCartney masterpiece that over 1,000 different artists have recorded. And while it was a huge hit for the Beatles, John admits, and he says, well, let Paul have that one, okay? And Misery was from the early Beatles and introducing the Beatles, and Boys, next in the chronology, was from Meet the Beatles, but those were released as singles in September and October of 65. Here's the next major single, Day Tripper, the Beatles on Sunday Night 60s on Stereo 101 for John Lennon. Paying tribute to John Lennon, and this is what John said was some of his favorite lyrics in a song, something that really exemplified his life. Stereo 101, Sunday Night 60s. This is Chip with a tribute to John Lennon and the Beatles. Rain, Paperback Rider, In My Life, a nice track from Rubber Soul, which was not a 45, and also Nowhere Man, which was a 45, and Drive My Car from Rubber Soul. All of those were. Of course, Drive My Car was never on a 45. We Can Work It Out from December of 65, and we go on with the Beatles. And we also did Day Tripper, I'm Down, Help, Yes It Is, and Ticket to Ride, I Don't Want to Spoil the Party, I'm a Loser, 8 Days a Week, No Reply, She's a Woman, and I Feel Fine. Great old Beatles rock and roll. I mean, the Beatles were the trendsetters of the 60s, as was Elvis Presley. But then he's gone too, isn't he?
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know.
Beneath the blue suburban skies,
Penny Lane.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field.
Stereo 101 with Sunday Night 60s, a tribute to the late John Lennon and the Beatles. Strawberry Fields from February of 67. That was after his mother had abandoned him and then later died, and his father had abandoned him. He went to live with his aunt, and Strawberry Fields was near a place where she lived, and Penny Lane was where John lived when he was a young boy, from February of 67. Of course, Eleanor Rigby from August of 66, and Yellow Submarine also from August of 66, as we go on with the Beatles here on Stereo 101. John's classic Walrus. The sad thing is, the Walrus is John.
You kissed the bicycle of my mistress, dad does the retire.
Is he dead?
Sit you down, father. Rest you.
I take two.
Okay.
Stereo 101 with a tribute to John Lennon and the Beatles. And while we're playing the great Lennon and McCartney masterpieces, I think this is probably one of my favorite Beatles songs of all time. I'm just crazy about the lyrics.
Why don't we do it in the road?
Sweet Loretta Fat, she thought she was a cleaner, but she was a frying pan. Yeah, the picture, the picker, picture the fingers, great. Okay.
Say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.